This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The town hall style debate. Who won? What were your impressions? And a wild, really, 3 days since those statements were released on the hot mic from what Donald Trump had of a conversation with Billy Bush in the 2005. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. The buzz in the backyard absolutely is about Donald Trump, the comments, the reaction to it, the reaction to this second debate, and what so many are saying. It's interesting because it was supposed to be about people who were undecided, and did the undecideds change their mind? I watched a lot of I watched not just the polls, obviously, but I watched a lot of these focus groups to see what they had to say, and there were tons of them across America. It was interesting to see some of the viewer feedback. Plus, Hurricane Matthew, what happened? How many people were rescued? What kind of a scene was it throughout the entire weekend? We will certainly dive into that as well. Right at the top, I think we've got one of our pals from Talk Media News at the debate, Ellen Ratner. Is Ellen with us? Hello, Ellen. Maybe not. Maybe not, because they're
here.
You're there. Yes, Ellen. So I've got to ask you.
The debate.
Oh, absolutely. That's what I said. I set that up that you were there. So what was First of all, set the scene for us. What was that like to be at that debate?
Well, first of all, you know, the press is in the room. We actually are not in the room with the debate, but it's very interesting to watch the press's reaction. Everybody sort of did a negative when the two of them candidates did not shake hands at the beginning of the debate. So that sort of started the mood out in the press room. And then, of course, afterwards, there is a spin room where each side gets to spin how they see the debate. And, of course, each side says that they won the debate. But it was very interesting because it was at Washington University in St. Louis here. They had some of the professors, and one of the political historian professors I talked to said this is the first debate he's been at, or first series of debates he's been at, where they have not, either candidate has not brought up their party, essentially helping the down ballot in their party. And of course, Trump has been rejected by part of his party. Hillary Clinton certainly has some issues with the Democratic Party, although the Democratic Party, Donna Brazile, was certainly there. And as you know, she's acting director of the Democratic Party. So that was, I thought that was very, very interesting. And the first time I've really heard a professor say that. Now, I also thought Donald Trump did not necessarily win any points, except with his base. But I don't think he swayed the middle too much when he talked about essentially getting the special prosecutor for Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, and you heard, I mean, the key thing is he said you'd be in jail. He was making remarks like that, and that's going to be played all over the place. And you heard the groans or the cheers, and it depended on what was said. And we had him pacing around a lot. And, boy, it was interesting to watch this. What were your feelings when you heard the Donald Trump tapes?
Well, you know, I thought that he was not as controlled as he should have been, and I thought he should have not gone after her in the way of the jail situation.
Yeah.
I think that was not wise.
Yeah, not wise to do that. So in the end, you and I have been talking about this all along. What does your gut tell you as we are, 30 days away from electing a president? What do you think?
Well, you know, as you know, I'm a liberal wacko Democrat, and I was a Bernie person. But I think Trump still has a very good chance of winning. I do.
Yeah, I think the same thing. No, I agree. But I think that they're not discounting the loyalty and the people out there who want something different.
Well, I asked a different professor who specializes in things like polling about the polling to people who lie to pollsters, and he says you never actually know. Because very often a poll is just that. It's a poll. It doesn't talk about what happens on election day.
Yeah. Wow. Next one's going to be super interesting, too. Ellen Ratner, thanks so much for hanging late with us.
Thank
Appreciate it. So you heard Ellen. What are your thoughts on the debate? We're going to hear some of the sounds, some of the reaction. Locker room talk has been bantered around a ton. I will say this. No matter what candidate said it, there is absolutely no way I have to say this, Donald Trump. I've been in 500 locker rooms. It's not locker room talk. That was the wrong way to package that. However, he kept saying it was just words and it's words, and I agree with Ellen. I think that if the Democrats think that this is bagged for Hillary Clinton because of the comments, I'd say don't count your chickens before they're hatched. And even in St. Louis, you could tell by the reaction. There was reaction for Hillary Clinton. There was reaction for Donald Trump. And in a lot of these other focus groups of so-called undecideds, it still was kind of split, which means in 30 days, it's going to be very interesting to see how these votes line up. And I would say that if you were going to go with a winner and a loser, I think Hillary Clinton won the debate, not being political at all, just from pure somebody who's done debating, somebody who's watched debates their whole life, except for that I would also agree with anyone who says Donald Trump exceeded the expectations heading into this. What was he going to do? Of course, it was going to be brought up. And we're going to let you hear the comments. If for some reason you're listening to me and you have no idea what I'm talking about, there was an Access Hollywood interview. And it was actually, it was an interview. But what happened is there were hot mics during the interview, you know, when they were shutting them off and they were getting off of a bus that Billy Bush had as part of something that he was doing on that show in 2005. And the comments from Donald Trump are just unbelievable. And of course, they were released on Friday, and then there was reaction to that, and then Donald Trump releasing a statement, a videotape deal at midnight. So this was the story that everybody was talking about really all week long, and certainly there were people who defended Trump, and there were Republican-wise, and there were people who jumped ship. A lot of Republicans decided they were going to run and say, no way, I'm not standing by Donald Trump.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing way. astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protobite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protobite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protobite is nutrition you can feel. Protobite is nutrition that gets in.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Coming up on America Tonight, thanks for hanging with us. Nancy O'Dell returns to Entertainment Tonight. She spoke about the 2005 video of Donald Trump and Billy Bush, which she's described in very crass terms. But anyway, we'll let you hear that. In case you missed the comments, we'll let you hear the comments again, and then her reaction to those comments. As I said, there's been a lot of shakeout from the debate, and not all of it is negative on every single side of this. By the way, there were over 66 million people that watched the debate. I mean, look, it was like wrestling. It was like WWE, so there's no question. And it wasn't about the issues. We didn't get to hear the issues. We didn't get to really hear the people who were part of this town hall who were chosen. I mean, it was hilarious. They show a camera shot of them, and I don't know how many of them got up, a handful, if that, because of all the back and forth and really the focus on everything else but the issues. It was more attacking of, well, you say this, and this is what you say. There wasn't anything in depth there, which a lot of times in a town hall, that's what you get. People get to tell their personal stories and say, okay, here's why I feel this way. What are you going to do about it? There wasn't really too much of that happening because of the war of words that was going on. Like I said, it was more the boxing match. So if you didn't hear us in our opener show, we talked a lot about that and let you hear a lot of sound from the debate. And like I said, we'll go back and let you hear those comments and then hear Nancy O'Dell's reaction to it. But personally, as somebody has asked me over and over again, I've gotten probably 25 emails on this. Do I think that this tanks Donald Trump? What do I think? How does it hurt his chances? I still believe it's the coin flip. I really do not think that these tapes are going to completely cripple his campaign. And then there's the big warning, because Trump says, listen, you expose me again and I'll attack Bill. So he's threatening, go ahead. And after a rough week, he says, go ahead and any more tape, any kind of other tape that leaks out and that surfaces, I will come after you. I will do it. Paul Ryan, who I mentioned at the top, Speaker of the House, the Republican Speaker of the House, said he's not going to defend Trump and he is not going to campaign for him. What he said to other people in Congress is, do what's best for you and your district. And that's all he said. So the NBC News Wall Street Journal poll released on Monday showed Clinton with an 11-point lead in the wake of the Friday tape that was released. So, during an evening rally, Trump took a dig at Ryan, mimicking an earlier tweet lamenting people who can't fix a budget, and then they start talking about the nominee. He even performed a dramatic reading of The Snake, a poem he says he reads when he's in a good mood. So he had no problem going after Paul Ryan or Hillary Clinton. He intensified the attacks already on Clinton by tying her to allegations of sexual misconduct against her husband, going further than he did during, Sunday night's debate. He said all kinds of things about Clinton. And he said, if they want to release more tapes with inappropriate things, we're going to talk about Bill Clinton. He said, and trust me, there are many inappropriate things. Many inappropriate things. So the fallout over the tape. The fallout over the tape in general is people bailing, but not Mike Pence, as I said at the top, not his running mate, and not everybody. So, yes, there are a handful of Congress peeps and senators that are, but not too many. I mean, when I say not too many, think of how many there are serving, and certainly it's not everybody. Rudy Giuliani, the New York City mayor, one of his top advisors, who told supporters at Trump's first rally in Pennsylvania on the day that Hillary Clinton hates you and had somehow confessed to federal crimes during the debate on Sunday, but not directly answering a question about her deleted emails. So he, he's there, he's helping, he's part of the Trump posse in his, determination to keep him, I suppose, on message. Now remember, there's another debate, but this second debate, because of the crazy twist on Friday, really turned things a lot differently than I thought that they would have gone, that's for sure. But the next one, I think, is going to be completely different. To me, the last one maybe is just chock full of issues, but I don't know if they can get to that point. Depends on what happens between now and then. And Chris Wallace is the moderator from Fox for that debate. Warren Buffett said to Trump, because he's an influential listener and he was paying attention, as his name was kind of muttered when they were talking about taxes, and he said Hillary Clinton had a lot of friends that weren't paying those taxes because of their own loophole. And he said, I've paid federal income tax every year since 1944. He said, Mr. Trump says he knows more about taxes than any other human, because Trump did say that. He has not seen my income tax returns, but I'm happy to give him the facts. He was responding to that exchange in the debate that I mentioned, where Clinton called on Trump to release the taxes. She's blasted him for using the tax code aggressively to avoid paying federal income tax. And he said many of her friends took bigger deductions. Warren Buffett took a massive deduction. So Buffett said, now I guess people are just going to reveal all the taxes. Buffett said that in 2015, he reported an adjusted gross income of $11.6 million, took close to $5.5 million in deductions. The majority, about $3.5 million, were allowable charitable contributions. He said that he paid nearly $1.9 million in federal income taxes last year. So his federal income tax rate is about 16%. And Trump is saying that he'll release his taxes, but of course he has not done that yet at this point. And this is just going to continue to be part of the rallying cry for the Democrats. The taxes, the taxes, the taxes, not releasing the taxes and not being a good businessman after all. And I think that's what's going to continue to come around every time there is a pushback on the Clinton campaign. That's one of their go-tos. And the go-to is, well, there's a couple of go-tos, trashing women, being a misogynist, and the taxes, not releasing the tax reforms. There are, believe it or not, and I promise we will get to them, there are other things happening in the country that are pretty darn big, including people fighting floods in North Carolina. I had a lot of friends who were in and around the area in Charleston, and I talked to my family, who I had an aunt in Orlando, and she went to my brother's house in Tampa because actually so many people were moving off the coastline that they were using schools in Tampa for places to for people to go to, because they had to find somewhere else as they were leaving the east coast of Florida. But that's all the way back to the tail end of last week and through the weekend. The flooding that has happened in North Carolina is so frightening. Not realizing, not thinking about those dams, 8 dams broke. So you have 1,500 people trapped in North Carolina flooding. I mean, people needing urgent help where they're getting picked up, where they're swimming out of their house because of the dams. So this was the worry all along, that was going to happen. And while we see the disaster of Hurricane Matthew in Haiti, killing so many people with what they are constantly struggling with. I mean, before the hurricane, only 1 in 3 people in Haiti had access to proper bathrooms or latrines. And less than 3 in 5 had any kind of access to safe water. So it's been terrible for them. 370 people. 13 people have died from cholera since Matthew. Wow. Awful. Almost 30 people dead in the United States because of Matthew. Most of that relating to the flooding that I mentioned. In North Carolina, it's terrible. Roads are washed away. Bridges are washed away. Same thing in South Carolina as well. Stay with us. You just scratched the surface.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Were you one of the 66 million plus who watched the debate the other night between Hillary Clinton, debate part two, and Donald Trump? You want to throw in your 2 cents? Here's the numbers, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We'll go to James in Washington in just a second. But first, because so many people were asking that missed it, and my gosh, everywhere you turned, I don't know how you couldn't hear it, but certainly on television it was played a lot. Here's what all the uproar was over. This is a piece of tape from 2005 from Access Hollywood.
I gotta use some Tic Tacs just in case I start kissing her. You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab them by the I can do anything.
So after that, Billy Bush, who you could hear laughing in the background, NBC suspended him, and who knows, temporarily, or is that it for him? But he does the 9 o'clock hour with Al Roker, the third hour of the show. But for now, he's iced because of that. You could hear him again in the background of this. At the time, his partner on the air, Nancy O'Dell, who now is with Entertainment Tonight, was one of the people that they were talking about before that you know, Donald Trump talked about wanting to put a move on her, but she was a married woman. He took her furniture shopping and whatnot. And so here's what she had to say about Donald Trump's comments.
Tonight, I feel that it's very important that I address you all directly. As a journalist for 26 years now, it is my job to bring you news about others rather than turning the focus on myself. But by now, I'm sure that most of you have heard the audio tape, which became national news and part of the presidential race. My name was mentioned, and unfortunately, the release of it has thrown me in the middle of the political arena of which I didn't ask to be a part. I released a statement on Saturday, and I truly mean what I said. There is no room for objectification of women, or anyone for that matter, not even in the locker room.
All right, so that was it. Nancy O'Dell's reaction to that, and you heard what she had to say. She didn't want to be thrown into the middle. It was tape that was released. Let's go to James in Washington. Hi, James. How are you?
The state of America. I mean, everybody's concerned with this. He said, she said. Why aren't we worrying about the victims that from the recent storms? Why aren't we worrying about the people that left their houses because they were being evacuated and came home and found their houses looted and their rooms gone off their cars? Why aren't we focused about that?
I agree with you. I agree that what I would say is, why wasn't there more of the issues discussed? Because, like, what about health care? What about all of us that are floating around with horrible health care? And like you said, and what I mentioned before, all the people that are trapped in their houses in North Carolina because of the flooding, you know, that wasn't even mentioned during that town hall at all.
Well, none of that. Where's our president at? During this.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, same
he,
thing.
As commander-in-chief, he needs to be over there addressing this issue. I haven't heard nothing on the media about Obama being there.
No. No, there's, and I know nothing because I get the White House briefing every day, and so far, James, that's not, I would imagine eventually, but there's nothing on his agenda yet for that, for him to go and tour what's happened. And trust me, friends, as James says, I'm sure he's been paying attention. Thanks, James. The devastation is terrible. I mentioned that I had three friends in Charleston. One, they saved all their pennies, very middle-class family, good people, and were so excited. This was their house. This was it. They were two blocks from the beach, and then this hurricane comes through, and they didn't know. I mean, hey, is the house going to be flooded? What's going to happen? And they had to take their family and go inland, and then they couldn't find a place to stay. They ended up in Asheville. They found a place in Asheville, and they were there for 4 days, just got back late yesterday, and they were lucky they could get back in, because I'm going to let you hear what Nikki Haley, the governor of South Carolina, has to say about that in her next segment. But they weren't letting a lot of people in, and just to get people out of the area, they were doing the reverse traffic, where the highway is reversed and everybody's leaving an area. So they have police set up at one end and another end, and they do that for however long they can, so nobody can get into the Charleston area or parts of South Carolina, but everybody could hurry and get out, because she kept urging people, get out. They were doing the same thing in North Carolina and the same thing in Florida. I mean, power outages, 469,000 South Carolina customers didn't have power on Monday. Florida, 169, no power. And then think of this. You want to talk about throwing the election in the middle of this. The states in Florida, and well, in all the states, the voter registration process. So actually, on Monday, a court extended the voter registration deadlines for the evacuators. The Kennedy Space Center reopens Tuesday, 6 a.m., so people will go in at their regular times. The Disney World was closed for days. People couldn't get flights even out of Orlando because everybody was rushing to get out because, of course, Florida was battered with a lot of rain and there was a lot of erosion. There were some problems in Daytona. There were Flagler Beach was awful. I was watching what happened to Flagler, because, again, flooding was the name of the game there. They didn't get hit in Florida as bad as they thought they might have the way the hurricane wall was looking, but it was terrible. And then you hear stories about a 66-year-old guy drowns when his wheelchair got pinned down in standing water at a nursing facility. I mean, how awful is that? People trying to do whatever they can to get him out. Then there was, you know, there's all kinds of problems with trees, then debris that was left behind. There was a guy who was killed when a giant log rolled on top of him because it had toppled over. So there are deaths in the United States because of Matthew. In the Caribbean and Haiti, I mentioned how many people were killed, but the catastrophic flooding, roads that are impassable because of the high water and the damaged river levels, they say are still going to rise above major flood stage and probably well into the week that's going to happen. And then, you know, you got these counties that just are a mess, are an absolute nightmare. If you look at social media, what's being tweeted out, limbs, trees, roads torn up, houses, yards, flooded roads. And Charleston was one of those places where downtown was flooded. People were in boats going up and down the streets because it's a low-lying area. So there were some people that really got battered there. You know, there were, somebody posted a picture. A lot of people were posting pictures, frankly, of how their houses got clobbered. The Palm Coast, pretty bad. There were people that showed, I probably saw maybe 15 houses that they showed with beach sand. The whole yard, just a beach. Because, I mean, it was so strange. You just see it, boom, it's right there in the house. Because of what happened, the water coming up and what was flooded and... Now, all of that has to be dug out, and it is a nightmare for those people who have to deal with that catastrophe. But it's the barriers. It's people going around barriers. It's all that. 11 people dead in North Carolina. A lot of the victims drowned after driving onto flooded roads. Oof, that is so frightening to think of, just trying to figure out a way to pass or to try to survive, right? So you have the massive power outages. You have dramatic helicopter rescues to people who, eerily, it reminds me of New Orleans and people on houses, on the top of houses, you know, just the roof. You had that in parts of South Carolina, boats, helicopters, anything to save people. There were 150 people in Lumber River in the town hall. They were in the town hall since 9 o'clock on Sunday, and with all the rain and everything else that happened, the people got trapped there, and the town hall was the high ground. So then they got them and moved all the people because the water was rising so fast, and that's what happens. It doesn't seem that bad. I mean, it seems like it's bad, but it seems survivable until... The time of the water rising is just multiplies right before your eyes. And there's one particular city, and I've actually been through here a bunch of times. Lumberton is the name of the county, and it's been declared a disaster area. You had 1,500, when I said that number, 1,500, those were the people that were trapped by the flooding. The governor, the North Carolina governor, Pat McCrory, said, "We have people on the roofs," like I said. That we've got to figure out, how can we get them? How many copters can we get out there? How quickly can we get out there? Now, the president didn't go visit, but he did declare a major disaster in North Carolina, did order federal aid to help the state, because that's what happens immediately. How quickly can you get access to that, funding, because you have people who are completely devastated and displaced. All right, we're going to hear what Governor Nikki Haley had to say about fatalities and evacuations and whatnot. That's coming up here at the tail end of this hour of America Tonight.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We have reported 3 fatalities, accordingly, 2 in Florence and 1 in Columbia. 4 islands are still closed. Hilton Head Island, Fripp Island, Hunting Island, and Harbor Islands are still closed, and there is still no access to those islands.
The governor of South Carolina, Nikki Haley, as I mentioned, talking about counties that were closed, she was on TV constantly warning people ahead of the storm, get out, leave, you're dead if you don't. She was just the dire message, leave, 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 because the concern was exactly what happened. The flooding would be huge, even at Hilton Head, wherever, Charleston, any of those counties. As well, mixed into those other outlying areas, and then people would be trapped in houses, and they wouldn't be able to get to them, and it could have been a bigger disaster. I think a lot of people heeded the advice and did evacuate. That's why you saw probably shots of cars coming over bridges and whatnot, and you could see them bumper to bumper. In fact, it almost reminded me of a movie. It reminded me of a movie where an asteroid was coming. I can't remember the name of the movie, but an asteroid was coming to the United States, and you had to clear the area, and everybody was getting in cars the last second and trying to get out. And what she did was smart, was that reverse traffic deal that I said, so that you could if people were waiting to the last second because they were worried, they wanted worried about their houses. That's what happens. Oh, I've put all my money into this. I'm boarding it up. I don't want to come back and not find it here. Then they were convinced to leave. So they still had time to get out. I mean, the Caribbean, Haiti, was just smashed right through the middle of this. But this damage was pretty catastrophic. The flooding that I mentioned was, I mean, just disastrous. The flooding was awful. The rain, the magnitude of what happened between the rain and everything else in between that could have happened. I was looking at a picture of Hilton Head in South Carolina where just they showed this trailer where a tree had fallen into it, and it just crumpled it like it was just a hunk of metal laying on the ground. And that's what happens. It's the trees, it's the power, it's the water, it's walking through the water, it's trying to swim for your save your life through the water, you know, all of that. So they've extended the voter registration deadlines. Some of the emergency funds are being pumped into those areas, and people are trying to figure out what they're going to do if their house is flooded, put it together, go through everything that you have to go through. And if you listen to America Tonight on a regular basis, and we've got more people coming up to talk about this, but we had a great guy on last week ahead of the hurricane talking about insurance. What do you have in your policy? Because I know we have listeners in these areas. What do you have in your policy? What do you know what is it you don't know about your policy? How are you going to get this money quickly? How do you fight it? What do you have to do to get the money? And in fact, we're going to talk to Howard Allschultz in our next show. He's a forensic weather consultant and a meteorologist, and he's got a way to evaluate the claims with the forensic weather analysis. So how do you taking the photographs of the damage and saving them, and the insurance company, what steps do you do to resolve it, the receipts, the charges during the damage, you know, that whole piece that's missing for so many. I'll tell you, after I heard from a few people, and last time around was Superstorm Sandy, I made sure that I had papers in order. How many of you have like a waterproof bag where you have your papers in it? Things that you would absolutely need that you could get out with at the last second if you wanted to get out at the last second before it was too late, and then you have to try to scramble, recreate them, call people, come up with numbers. Ugh. Yeech. It's a nightmare. It's a place that you don't want to be, right? And trust me, I was that person. I had no go bag. I had none of that stuff arranged. But now, different story. Have a go bag, have papers, have copies, so that I wouldn't have to be in a situation where, oh my gosh, we're devastated, but from a tornado, from a flood, from a whatever, but I'm just too, you know, I'm too whipped trying to figure out what I need to do, and I'm going to have to try to figure out who to call and all that stuff. So certainly we feel for those people. Some people had off on Monday because of Columbus Day. There is a big push to change Columbus Day, and I wonder what's going to happen there. The state of Vermont, some of the cities like Denver and Phoenix are on a list of places celebrating Native Americans on the holiday named for Columbus. So since Columbus Day a year ago, at least 14 different areas in the United States have passed different kinds of measures designating the second Monday in October Indigenous People's Day. And there's a bill to shift the focus away from the Italian explorer and put it instead on other people, because now some are saying, listen, he wasn't the first one there. It was Native Americans. It was Indians. It was other people. So already Seattle, Minneapolis, Albuquerque, school districts, counties, they're spreading that. So Christopher Columbus not what it used to be. Growing up, I had Columbus Day off. I knew all about a Columbus. He was the explorer. He was the guy. But they say there's just too many misconceptions about Columbus, that he was righteous, but he wasn't. Some people are saying he was wicked and responsible for the rape and murder of innocent people. So they're questioning, why do we continue to celebrate him without knowing the true history of his legacy? And why was the holiday, somebody said the other day, why was the holiday created in the first place? I mean, you know, listen, it was a paid holiday. You know what's funny is I went to the bank today, and my bank is Chase Bank, and it had a giant sign, "We're open Columbus Day." They were open. So that was like an automatic. There was no mail, but it was an automatic that you could count on the bank being closed. So in Michigan and Ann Arbor, in Lincoln, Nebraska, Eugene, Oregon, Spokane, Washington, people are listening to us there. And I wonder, I mean, how many people are sticking up for Columbus? It sounds like not too many. I know there's a group of people in New York who are doing it, but now there's so much more pushback for Indigenous Peoples Day versus Christopher Columbus. And it's funny, I saved my pennies. I saved my pennies, and it was a good time for the exchange rate, and went to Spain. And in Spain, they've got the castle. I mean, of course, it's still intact where Isabel and Ferdinand where they sent Columbus off, and he came back with a chest full of gold. And let me tell you, you can see that chest full of gold. It is the craziest thing I've ever seen. I mean, these castles are the craziest thing, too, because they're just giant, and they're empty, and they were even empty back in their day. They have just, you know, tiny beds, and then their big, giant, long table, and then this giant castle. But all of the conversation about Columbus has turned into negative for some places. I mean, there has been some arguments in New York about Christopher Columbus, where the Knights of Columbus are saying this is ridiculous, and they're protesting the idea of historians pushing Columbus around. But historians largely agree he didn't discover the Americas. So what was his role in hitting the United States and what became the United States? The Americas, we'll say, across the board. Always interesting. And thanks for keeping it away, folks. You can send me a note with your thoughts, americatonight.net. Click on contact and you're in. Thanks to Daniel for his help on this hour of ATN.
To your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled A-K-A-S-H-I-C universal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.